We are joined in the media center following the Circle K 4Y Nationals at ZMAX Dragway by our Pro Stock Motorcycle winner in the Camping World Series, Mr. Steve Johnson, a back-to-back winner with wins in Houston and Charlotte, but also back-to-back here at the 4Y. So you're really racking it up, Steve. Had a track ET record, was the quickest in every session during the race, your 11th career victory, taking a win over Karen Stouffer, Eddie Krawick, and Joey Gladstone in the final quad. Steve, walk us through your race day on a week where you stepped into the spotlight media-wise and you were able to still convert a victory at the end of the day.
What happened to Glitter Girl?
Oh, God, no.
Where is she at?
That was the penultimate round of quads that Angel was eliminated.
But I mean, okay, what is this, something, did she break? I mean, her bike was a rocket ship.
Yeah, she went 676 at one night. Okay, first of all, I know you know this. You get the ET slip, so what do you...
I wasn't in her quad.
Oh, well, I'm sure
you... Okay, I just wanted to know, already. Yeah, what was the question?
Walk us through your race.
Oh, my God, wait until you guys hear this, is crazy. So let me... First round, we went real good, and second round, I said, we got to do a bigger smoky burnout. So we talked, and all our guys are volunteers. A couple of them get paid like in the old days, it was they get $260 a week. It was two hamburgers and it was $250. It's two hamburgers and half the driving. So, but they all said, we have got to have more smoke in the burnout. So I told them, leave me in the water burnout. So smoke's pouring out. Well, the oil, the valve cover that the engine builder didn't put the valve cover on tight. So all the oil in the first round had filled up the cavity and it just hadn't leaked. It hadn't gotten on the exhaust yet. So we lucked out in the first round. The second round, it went everywhere. So we really, really got lucky there. And all the superstars of our sport, of any sport, always say you got to have a little luck. So we definitely had a little luck. In the third round, we ran real good. Fourth round.
Talk about qualifying now.
In qualifying, we ran pretty good. I promise you, if I leave tomorrow, I just wish our little circle of people, NHRA Drag Racing, I wish they knew. I wish I could show caps. I wish we could all just change with force and change with caps and Mike Salinas and everybody and switch. Motorcycles are so hard to be perfect. Dave Schultz was supposed to be really perfect, and John Myers is real perfect. They're so hard to ride perfect now at 6.7 seconds, or even 6.8, 6.9. Kelly Klontz is doing it. It's so hard. And Jill and the girls are doing workouts and stuff, because you got to have strength. And just with the front wheels in the air, y'all don't know how to steer the bike. I'm telling you, you steer the bike with your feet. You push real hard with your foot when the front wheel's in the air, because that's the only way you can steer it. And the girls, they have a real tough time doing it. And so, anyway, in eliminations, first round, it was the first quad, and we ran okay.
Rob Turnell, Angie Smith, Hector Arana, you and Angie advance.
Yeah, and I made a good run. In the second round, I got all my shift points, and I rode good. And
you and Karen Stouffer advanced ahead of Angie, who went red, and Jimmy Underdahl.
Yeah, and Angie's just trying. Angie's on Buell, and bless her heart, trying to win on the Buell. The Buell keeps taking weight away from them and adding weight to us. So, you know, when Matt brings out his Buell, then they will all get crushed again. But so in the finals, listen to this. And so in the finals, I'm in there and I go through my stuff and then I lie down. I snooze. So Kenny comes in and he says, "Hey man, let's start. Time to go." So I rush. I grab my leathers and I do. Well, I don't know, but the James Brady looks and he says, "There's some oil right here." Well, the valve cover had loosened up again. The engine builder, the knucklehead engine builder, so he didn't tighten everything right, I guess. Something was going on. Oil had filled up, so we were going to lose that round. And then when they finished that, the battery, we have this bomb battery, and it's not really a bomb battery.
It was today.
So anyway, we have this battery, and I had made it myself, and I soldered all these connections together, and all these cells together, and Batteries Plus helps us, and they struggle with it anyway. So we go anyway. It's smoking inside our bike, so it's ready to burn up. Well, James got the oil leak, and then somebody found the
Barry
found that, And we have USA Electric, which USA Electric, he's my electrician guy, but he's our sponsor. And like Chris Dalton, he's here with Superior Machine, and Perella has got Sammy's Pizza. They got the greatest pizza up in Minnesota, Elk River, Elk Cloud, South St. Cloud, and my newest sponsor, he's so engaged. I want the media to know we're doing a scholarship. I was supposed to announce it today, but Market Scan is helping me do a scholarship for young people to be engaged in skilled trades, and specifically in the automotive and diesel and motorcycle industry. So I'm gonna, we're gonna do another one. So go on Steve Johnson Racing and look for the scholarship. And Slick 50's been with me forever, and the Brady's to do with air conditioning up in Maryland. It's like all these people, you know, you've heard it from Force 100 times. You know the drill. It's like, I'm so proud of all of our sponsors, and I'm just grateful. Mack Rack has been with me forever. They're going to do a couple major races here. So is there another question?
There's plenty. Raise your hand if you've got a question for Steve. We need your name and affiliation. Our Pro Stock Motorcycle winner. Go ahead.
Congratulations, Steve.
Thank you.
Chris Bishop, Racing Pro Media. You had a lot of problems this weekend. I was out there by your bike when the smoke was coming out this last time because of the battery. How does that make you feel when you can get over so much adversity in one weekend and end up still holding on to the Wally with broccoli?
Well, the Wally with broccoli. It's, I don't know. It's a little bit of an inner strength. I watched. I had a lot of practice. I watched all the superstars of our sport. I watched Forrest. I watched his daughters. His daughters had problems, and they got through every one of his daughters had a problem, and they all got through it. So it's inspiring to... I like to tell young people when I talk about skilled trades, it's like you're going to get kicked in the teeth. You know, you crumple up a dollar bill and you throw it on the ground, you step on it and everything. What's it worth? It's still worth the same dollar bill, you know? And it's like the same as us as human beings. We're going to get kicked. I've seen it over and over and over, but we still get up. And that's what's so inspiring about our sport. Our sport, the fans come in and they come in and they say, what happened here? What happened here? They're watching. In Reading, Pennsylvania, they're really good. So all of that stuff is inspiring to me to go forward, because it's never going to be an easy day. I don't think life's about an easy day. It's supposed to be an adventure. And mine has 30-something years over here, and it's a heartwarming adventure with a ton of gratitude and lots of happiness and some broccoli and very little money.
Next question, Kevin McKenna, NHRA National Dragster.
You now have won back-to-back races, and you got the points lead. There's an expectation now that you should win the championship.
I absolutely feel like we can contend for it. One of my guys said, you won the dough, back-to-back. So we won back-to-back in Indy and Charlotte here when Marcus was here. And I was so proud of it. And somebody said, hey, have you ever won back-to-back? How many back-to-backs have you won? And I said, if you count this one and the next one, it'd be three. So Larry Dixon told me that one. That's it. Oh, did I answer the question? Yes, I absolutely contend. I mean, that's what I want. That's why I went up there every single day. I sleep at the shop. I every penny I have goes into the engine, the pistons and valves, victory valves and APE and springs. And okay, now we have some springs of ourselves. But Advance and Heinz, our competitor, one of our biggest competitors, they make our crankshaft. So it's like all of these people together. They Suzuki, thank God, I'm on a Suzuki. They said they're going to throw me a bone and maybe I'll get, you know, something. But, you know, contending for a championship is why we're here.
Josh Hatchett, NHRA.
Steve, last year you went here, first win in 7 years, you know, to cash through a magical kind of weekend.
Yeah.
For you to come back here and repeat at the same track where kind of that whole rejuvenation started. How memorable is this for you?
It's really memorable. That's probably one of the most specialist races, because Jock was in the hospital with COVID, and he was on a ventilator for 24 days, and for him to come out of that and go all the way through this thing and make it out here, and then for us to win, you know, that was so, so special. So this track's always special, and I always talk about it because I have some NASCAR buddies, and I talked about Richard Childress, and I showed him my whole in the Fox thing down there with Jamie. I said, hey, Richard, look at my payroll, and you know, I don't pay anybody anything, but I said, it looked like it was impressive. And then I said something about Forrest. I don't remember what I said about Forrest, but I kept dragging him through there. But I think I was just comparing payrolls. But this is a really special place, because we do have a lot of NASCAR friends, and we do cross over. We went back in when the Winston days. those of us that were here, we had lots of friends with those guys. And now, because of Fox, we get a chance to show the NASCAR guys that were in their backyard. I guess Tony Stewart had 350 people here. We only had 240 in our hospitality, but it was still good. And anytime you can race and win in a Bruton Smith track, you are killing it in drag racing.
Any additional questions for Steve? Steve, you had mentioned that Brady's going to give you a little extra money. Why? Didn't you say down there that you got more money coming because...
Well, I get a bonus with one of my sponsors, with USA Electric. More rounds that you go, the more money that you make.
All right. What about the back and forth that you started earlier this week? Is it nice to support it, to back it up? Like you talked...
Oh, I dogged out a bunch of people.
Well, you did. Well, you know, but you were willing to go and, like, talk some trash, and then you backed it up.
Well, I didn't talk trash. I dogged out Chris McGay, and he's my buddy. I mean, you know, it's like, hey, man, your kid's beating you on the B team, man. So it's like, but you know, Angel, and we all work so hard, and I made a joke, just a simple joke. Everybody on this planet works. The media couldn't do nothing without the media. The security guys that were in there, and the track facilities. I love everybody because we couldn't do it. And kind of like Forrest, it's like, I love this sport. This sport's everything to me, and we couldn't do it by ourselves. So I said how everybody was doing everything. I said, even Angel, I mean, she's got this office, and her whole team works, and this office got segregated in computers and data retrieval, and every single day she's putting glitter on her uniform, and it's so important to her. And she said, it's not glitter, it's Swarovski.
Crystal.
And my guy, you know, Matt, I mean, I don't know how many of y'all love drama, but I mean, Matt and I don't get along. I think apparently he doesn't like the jack wagon thing. I try not to cuss, so I say jack wagon. And it's like, but it's okay, we don't like each other. It's probably the only real rivalry that we have in our sport. He ain't coming to my place for my party. I send him an invite, but he ain't coming to the party. But it's great. It's cool. It's fantastic. So the media, I know WFO blew up about it. So I don't hate anybody. I like everybody. And Angie, oh my God, Angie was mad. Woo, my God, Angie was mad. Oh my God, Angie does not see any humor in this at all. But deep down, I'm an NHRA guy, and I went to the sponsor and I said, hey, I ain't dogging out. If I ever say anything that's dogging out the sponsor, hit me in the head, kick me in the teeth, do whatever. I apologize right now, but I don't ever want to do that. But I do want to say what I feel. I think that's what our sport's about, and that's what the media loves to cover. So I don't get along with him. I get mad at him when he dogs out other people that work their butt off to do everything, work their job 8 hours a day, and then they go home and work on their motorcycle, their car, and they come out here and spend all their time and their love to race in the National Hot Rod Association. And I just don't think the hobbyists, y'all remember the hobbyists, he calls those people hobbyists. And, Roger Penske don't do his own engines. So is he a hobbyist? So, you know, that's we'll have fun with WFO.
And you'll be going again in a couple weeks in Richmond.
Richmond, Virginia. Can't wait. Bring your broccoli, y'all.
Steve Johnson, your first
on. Thank you.